Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey everybody, Adam Mockler here. I'm in the middle of an intense travel day, but I wanted to take a second to report on some insane breaking news that we just got out of the Caribbean. The United States has officially seized an oil tanker off of the coast of Venezuela in a major escalation and then an act of war. There's nothing else to call it. This is an act of war. Now, don't mistake this. I'm not taking Maduro's side, but when Donald Trump is repeatedly using a show of force from the United States like pirates, like we're acting like pirates just grabbing oil tankers and stealing ships. We are acting like war criminals by striking boats in the Caribbean repeatedly with no due process. And we are acting like gangsters when we put a no-fly space above Venezuela with no warning and no communication. Donald Trump, through a repeated show of force from the United States, is currently attempting to oust Nicolas Maduro, the leader of Venezuela, and replace him with somebody that is more friendly with the United States. Now, just for some clarity, Nicolas Maduro is a terrible human being and a terrible leader. We want him gone. None of this is to play defense for the Venezuelan regime, but the way that Donald Trump is doing it is not only reckless, dumb, short-sighted, fascistic, lacking due process. I could continue with words and words, but Donald Trump is doing this in the worst possible way. For example, just today, we learned that he is seizing an oil tanker off of the coast of Venezuela with no communication, no reasoning. Pam Bondi's reason was not only BS, but it was incredibly vague. This means the United States is on the cusp of yet another war for regime change and oil. No matter how much the Trump administration wants to claim that they are different from prior Republican administrations, that they are pro-worker, that they are anti-war, that they're the pro-peace tickets, they are basically the same as prior administrations in a few ways. Republicans get into power, they cut taxes for the rich, they cut benefits and social safety nets for the poor, and then Republicans go to war for oil or regime change. Time and time again, Republicans have done this, and Trump isn't very different. This is just a third George Bush term, except you have more election denial, more pro-Putin fascism, more authoritarianism, and more narcissism. Okay, to bring this back to the main topic, which is Venezuela and the United States' ever-escalating tension with Venezuela, first of all, on a broad level, I'm 23 years old. I am of conscription age. And while I didn't vote for Donald Trump, I voted for Kamala Harris, I was under the impression that Donald Trump was going to get into office and end existing wars and prevent new wars from starting. What Donald Trump has done is had shitty ceasefires that have fallen apart with Israel and with Gaza. He's had an even shittier peace deal with Russia and Ukraine that allowed Vladimir Putin to gain more territory and roll through Trump and Zelensky over and over. And now we are on the cusp of going to war with Venezuela with very little explanation from the current government and very little support from the general population. This is not some post 9/11 era where, you know, there's broad public support for war. Nobody wants this whatsoever, and Donald Trump is still marching forward. Now, there are a lot of rumors that Marco Rubio is the one who is leading this policy in the same way that Stephen Miller will oftentimes lead a lot of Donald Trump's most extreme immigration policy. There are a lot of rumors that Marco Rubio, due to his upbringing and due to his roots, really wants to see the Maduro regime toppled. And listen, so do I, but not in this way, not through a brute force war that is very close to being started through recklessness. Just 2 to 3 weeks back, Donald Trump declared a no-fly zone over Venezuela with no communication, no forewarning, and this was as close to an act of war as you get. Now, the United States is acting like pirates, actual pirates by stealing oil tankers, taking them for ourselves and using that as leverage. Donald Trump is a weak leader who is getting rolled by world leader after world leader after world leader, and I have no faith that this administration can successfully execute a regime change. Let me just back up. Donald Trump, since he got into office and since he entered politics, has been getting manipulated and rolled by Vladimir Putin over and over and over. His entire understanding of the Ukraine-Russia war is that he should just give Vladimir Putin land, and that has led to him making some incredibly stupid decisions. Like, for example, he yelled at Zelensky in the Oval Office, and after he yelled at Zelensky, Zelensky still agreed to his mineral deal framework. Then he went off on Zelensky on Truth Social, and after that, Zelensky still agreed to his 30-day ceasefire. You know who didn't agree to any of these? Was Putin. Over and over, Putin has taken advantage of Donald Trump, and that leads me to not have a high interval of confidence when he's trying to enact regime change in Venezuela. How many times before has regime change worked out for the United States? I want to go ahead and confidently say zero. And listen, I hope the audio on this video turns out okay, because I'm currently outside the airport just waiting to be picked up. I'm currently chilling out in LA, getting some fresh air, not in the cold weather of Chicago. But while I'm doing that, I thought it was incredibly, incredibly important to hop on and just highlight the overall stakes of the situation. And I'm not done, but make sure you drop a like and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate my rants and my incessant yapping about the potentiality of war. But this brings us on to the strikes that we've seen in the Caribbean from the current Trump administration. I believe the current number is 83 people have died. Now, here's the thing. We want to minimize drugs coming into the United States in any way possible. Any way possible, but following the law. So when we're arguing this, it's important to clarify that nobody wants drugs coming into the United States. Trump thinks that Democrats want more drugs. Nobody wants drugs coming to the United States. The problem is the Coast Guard has shown that 1 in 4 of the boats that we're striking don't even have drugs on them, meaning we are just endlessly striking boat after boat after boat with no due process, no confirmation of drugs, and 1 in 4 of those boats may not have had drugs on them. There is a secondary problem with us lowering the standard for the rule of engagement. When we lower the bar for strikes across the entire globe, that puts United States troops at risk. If we have US troops out there and they're currently in the ocean and they get struck by another country, that country can then cite the United States' sloppiness, recklessness, and lack of due process as the primary reason why they committed that strike. And really quickly, the onus is now on us to relentlessly talk about it. It's kind of scary that the institutions have broken so much so in our country that the President of the United States is about to unilaterally start a war with Venezuela without Congress, without a declaration of war, without going through Congress in any way whatsoever. And our institutions are so weak and have failed so much so that no one's truly able to stop him. No one's even trying to step in and say, hey, this is not okay. At the beginning of the video, I was kind of touching on this, but there is no public support for a war right now. Not that there ever should be public support, but at least in a post 9/11 era, Bush used that public support as a pretext. That was different. There is no pretext here. There is no explanation coming from the administration. All polling shows that nobody wants this, and this is illegal. Congress never declared war. Congress never said that it is a time of war, so it's absolutely disgusting to me that the president is still pushing ahead of this. Either way, my name is Adam Mockler. I'm traveling out in LA, so I thought I'd pop on. I thought this was an important video to make. I love each and every single one of you, and I'll be back in studio in just a day or two. See you then. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.